Hi.
Wow, how you
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Very well. It's been a while. It's been
It
a while.
has.
Long while. Wow, it's good to see your face again after I think 2 3 years. Yeah, I think
So
so.
something like that.
Yeah. How
Yeah,
have you been?
same.
How have you
Yeah.
been?
Yeah, going through some challenges. So a week ago today, I found out my best friend, found out from his brother, my best friend who was y younger than me, and he was really excellent in terms of like what we call like his body was like super ri ripped. He was a world-class athlete and everything, but he passed away from heart failure at 51 years old. So.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Please do
Yeah.
accept my condolences.
Yeah, he was a former Muay Thai super heavyweight world champion. He was a champion wrestler. He competed in Ironman triathlons. So he was a champion bodybuilder. He did all kinds of, he was an actor and everything, but his body fat was too low. I tell people, don't go there.
Wow, so
Yeah.
sorry to hear that. So sorry to hear that. I pray God will keep his family and keep, everything, every one of you, his friends, his other friends too. And
Yeah. Yeah, and just about 2 weeks before he passed away,
okay.
him and his brothers buried their father. Their father passed away.
Oh, wow. It must have been so hard for the family.
Yeah.
Wow. So
So the
sorry
two
about
brothers that are left, so that they had to deal with their father gone and now their oldest brother gone.
brother gone.
Yeah. So
Wow, that can be heartbreaking. Yeah. So
Yeah.
sorry about that, doctor.
So
Wow.
yeah, just dealing with that was a challenge, and but I have taken in terms of the mindset and the passing and everything like that of it, that I'm expecting more and more, especially at my age, seeing more and more people pass away. So.
Yeah. Well, for me this year has been, it's been wonderful. Let me put it that way.
Okay,
I can't
cool.
say otherwise, because yes, wonderful in the sense that we here in Nigeria, when something hits you that bad, you just say, oh, it's been good, it's been wonderful. And so for me, I've had some experiences this year that have sort of shaped, have given me a better shape or better view about life. That's one. And yes, there's so many losses, so many loved ones have gone. My grandmom, my maternal
Oh.
grandmom, and then my uncle, my mom's younger brother, also followed. And at that point, I just sat back and I was asking myself, okay, so what next? Why is everything happening this year like this? But, in all things, we still have to, brace up and forge on in life, still holding them dear to our hearts.
Yeah, one of the things I learned is that they don't really die unless the memory of them dies.
Yes, very true.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
By the
Because
way, I'll show
every
you.
day.
So
Okay.
this is the book that my friend Jason, this is years ago, but that's what he looked like right there.
Oh, recreate yourself.
Yeah,
Wow.
so I encouraged him to write this book. I mentored and everything. So, but you can see how fit he was. And it doesn't really matter. We may look fit on the
On the
exterior,
outside,
but inside just not there. So I've accepted. His passing, it took a little bit, but I've gone through that and accepted. And and realize that he's not truly gone, just like other people that I've had to deal with. And I remember it was 2 days after Christmas back in 1983 that my father passed away. And so, and it's been, gosh, maybe like 17 years since my mother passed away. And I remember almost losing my kid brother. He's like much younger than me, and but he's still alive. I mean, after 7 heart attacks and a stroke, he's still around. I mean, so I'm the oldest of 4 siblings, and yet I'm probably the healthiest of 4 siblings too. Yeah.
Sure you started the healthy living from your mind. I'm very sure you did that.
Yeah, and I know that like when we talk about like CEOs and leaders and everything like that burning out and such, and health and fitness is a, or lack of it is a big part of that too, that I
Yeah.
noticed.
True. True.
Yeah.
Very true. Very
Yeah.
true.
And
Very true.
I'm going to get into that, to this whole
Yeah.
thing in terms of understanding. Yeah, so yeah, we can get started. You want to ask me questions?
Okay. Yes. So, welcome to Voice of Haven, Dr. Bob. We're glad and we're so excited having you here with us, because we know that we're going to get a whole lot from you, and we're going to have a mind shift, because that's the essence of it all. We're not just going to just ask questions and our listeners listening. No, it's the process of that mind shift to make sure everything is done the way we're meant to do it. We're all different in everything we do. You're different from me. You're far away over there, and I am here in Nigeria, and there are different ways we do things. Sometimes it might come similar, and sometimes it won't be similar. The most important thing is there should be a connection from the inner you, the child within you, and you as a person. There should be a connection. And so that's one of the main reasons why I said, oh, I know someone that I can bring here to, get us on that space and on that platform to make us do what we're supposed to do, what we're meant to do, to get to that destined place we have always desired. And that's why I said, no, I think the Bob will come do something creative for us here today. And I've brought different people from different faces of from different platforms, and those wonderful guests have been so awesome. Yesterday I had someone from the brain, a brain coach, and the level at which she went, I just paused and I said, oh wow, life can be very interesting and wonderful. It can be very easy to live if we can just listen, get all the information we need, and make use of it. And so welcome
Correct.
once again, Dr.
Thank
Bob.
you.
I would like you to just tell us a little about yourself. Please,
Yeah,
Dr.
so
Bob.
yeah, just a quick overview. My background includes a continuous learning background. That's probably the biggest thing, is that I'm curious. I want to know. You said that listen and learn from, in essence, others, whether the guests you have on and so forth. And that's always been me, whether as a child was I always ask questions and being curious and all these kind of different things. And when I was in the Marines or the Los Angeles Police Department, running my own businesses, in the areas of my studies in psychology, neuroscience, and and in philosophy and so forth. I'm curious. So that's me in a nutshell. I'm very curious. I have my own personal library of around 13,000 physical books, not including the nearly 300,000 ebooks that I have, which I love physical books over ebooks. But I want to know. And through that, and through my own experiences in life, I've been able to come up with some ideas. But what I learned, especially for myself, is what I don't know. And I think that's important for everybody to grasp, is to understand that you can't know everything. You can try to learn it. I mean, this is thing. There's a motto says that, and I tell myself, try to learn it all, but never be a know-it-all. And so that's where I put myself. I mean, you're going to ask me questions and I'm going to give my perspective. And there's many other people with multiple perspectives, including yourselves, off the same subject. And that's what I come to learn and understand. The reason I want to know, even in my areas of expertise, I want to discover, what does this person know? What does this person know? What does this person know? How can I learn from each individual out there? Even a person living on the street, how can I learn from that person? Because everybody has something. And so I continue this journey through this thing called life. And people say, you're old, you should be the all-knowing. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not. You'll come to me and as a supposedly wise person, which I'm still discovering that, am I really that way? To also understanding that there's things I don't know about. So that's me. I'm just being curious. Instead of like my background, everything like that, just know that curiosity is where I'm continually going. Just like a little kid. I'm that little kid wanting always wanting to know.
You know, two things I picked from what you just talked about. The first one, the little kid. A child is always curious. And for anything I do, I work with children, I work with adults, but for every adult I meet, I speak to the child in them. And I'm super happy that you mentioned that. The kid, the child. There is something unique about children, and that is curiosity, like you said. And you know, I want to be a learn it all and not a know it all, which is a perfect, in a way, I would use that word perfect in a way, which is a perfect thing to say to every child. Yes, you want to learn something, just learn something new. Because it's going to give you a whole new life. It's going to give you a whole new perspective about life. I love the way you put it across. And wow, 13,000 books. That's wonderful. That's
I can reach over and there's so many books. This is just a few. I have bookcases everywhere. And
wow. Wow.
then also stacks of books and everything like that. And one day I'm going to be building like a regular library and all my books are going to go into it.
Wow. So I'm sure that's what makes you different from every other person. Because if you read, you lead in every way. And that's one key thing I really, really appreciate about you. All right, so looking at creative intelligence, I believe it's connected to being curious about life. Or what's the new thing about it? So how can we merge creative intelligence with leading ourselves? How can we do that?
Yeah, I think when I mentioned about curiosity, and going back to that young version of ourself, I think as adults, most adults have lost it. In fact, it's been estimated about 95% adults stop being curious about things. When you stop being curious about things, you stop learning. And even like with leaders and CEOs, and when they get to the point of burnout and everything, they're more of reacting to certain things instead of creating. So we need to go back to being curious again. And if that means stepping back away from trying to act like this adult person that you're supposed to be, and you're supposed to like, so I see a lot of leaders that they're not being who they truly are. So they go and they put on this identity, and when they put on this identity, they get away. They get far away from who they were. And when you get far away from who you are, you're living a lie as an identity, a label. And so it's imperative to go back to who we are and understanding that. And so I talk about these five internal capacities, and one of them is know who you are, not who you think you're supposed to be, but know who you truly are. And I think a lot of people don't. And sometimes we have to go back to that childlike self to discover that. Who am I really? Who am I really? Am I living a lie up here? Because my child is not where that is where I want to be. So a lot of people get into professions and everything like that. That doesn't suit them. I remember years ago, and this is back in the 90s, this friend of mine, he was 50 years old. He was an attorney, Barry. And so Barry came from a long line of attorneys. His siblings, his parents, his grandparents were all attorneys, and that was part of the Jewish thing in his family. And so he was, you want to talk about burned out and lost? Even though he had a successful law practice, he did not feel successful inside of himself. And so we had a conversation. Now he was overweight. He looked much older than his age of 50 years old, much older. His face was drawn, everything like that. So we had a conversation, and I asked him, well, if you could think back in your life and something that you did that brought you a lot of joy, and he started thinking and everything like that, and he says, because I saw his face light up, and he says, back in college, I was the DJ of our college radio station. As he talked about it, he got excited. He was talking about that. He was his face, and I saw him like he went from here to here as he talked about it. And it was interesting because I was thinking, God, in an instant he got younger looking. In an instant he got younger looking. And then I said, what is it I don't understand? I mean, you probably went into something you wasn't meant to do, and to do something you should have been doing that your childlike self should have been doing. And then he had that thing, his and so he was living where he did not want to live. He was living a life he didn't want to live. And then he called me 6 months later. He says, Bob, guess what? And I said, what? And he says that I'm now interning at a local radio station at 50. Now I think he just turned 51 then. And then a year later, he got a regular job as a radio DJ, and he does his law practice like very part-time. And when I saw him, remember I said he was overweight and everything like that, and he looked like an old man? He was walking around like a kid. He lost all his weight. He looked much, 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 much younger. And he looked like a kid again. And I think a lot of people, adults, when they get to this thing called a midlife crisis, they're going through a crisis because they're living a life that they did not want to live. Even people like this lady who was a psychiatrist, and at 42 years old, she ended up leaving that to pursue what she wanted to do when she was young. And I think people get into things that maybe wasn't meant for them. But I think it's, again, understanding who you are, discovering what is my nature, what is what I was really meant to do. And so when you discover that nature, that self-awareness, and looking back even to your childlike self, you're going to be able to really enjoy life to its fullest, have what's called true success, not
Yes.
what society imposed on you. Here in the United States, we get caught up in a certain definition of success, that you have to climb this corporate ladder, or you have to have this profession, or you have to have this house, this car, living all these kind of ways instead of being honest, being true to yourself, discovering what is my nature and where should I be putting my efforts instead of where I shouldn't be. And I think a lot of leaders, because you can be a leader in whatever arena, but I think a lot of leaders have failed that part. And by the way, that's one of the five c capacities that's important is to know thyself, as Socrates would have said years ago.
Self is actually key in everything. I remember some like at about 2019 or 2019, I went for a seminar, and at that point I got connected to myself. How? I was able to go back in time, and I was able to do a peek on what was affecting me negatively. And immediately I got a hold of it. I noticed there was this change in my appearance. I became brighter. A lot of people started discovering me. Why? Because I went back into myself and I brought out the child in me. And in that process, I was curious about everything. Oh, why am I frowning? There must be something, there must be a reason. And immediately I noticed that I was able to tell myself, this is the reason I'm frowning. Now, what can you do about the frown? Why are you frowning? What can you do about it? At that point, I was able to bring myself out of it. So I got into that space of self-discovery. Then I got to find out a lot about myself, a lot of things I didn't even know. Until now, I'm still discovering a lot about myself because discovery does not end. As you get to another phase of life, discovery happens again. So my question here is this. At what point did you notice that you attained that platform of self-discovery? And what triggered it? What triggered your self-discovery? And how are you able to maintain it? Have you been able to maintain it?
Yeah, I don't think it was like an instant thing. I think it was just like having a realization over a period of time. Because I was a CEO of my own business that I started and had 50 employees and everything like that. It was an advertising marketing firm. And it was during that period of time I noticed that my stress levels were up. I was going to that kind of burnout. I gained a lot of weight and everything like that. And I remember years before talking to Barry and what he was going through, and I said, okay, I'm at that same point. Is this where I really want to be? So it dawned on me that no, it wasn't where I wanted to be. While I love business and love being an entrepreneur and everything like that because of the creativity part, but when you get to when it shifts, I realized I had exits. I ended up selling, then going back to school. to start learning, to rediscover that part, being curious again, and so studying psychology and studying other different areas. And through that, it was also doing different kinds of things that I wouldn't have normally done. And because it was going back to the experimentation stage, where I tell a lot of people in their 20s, use your 20s as a time for experimentation. You don't know where you really want to be, because you may have in your mind that, okay, I need to go study this in college and do this, because your parents may have implanted that in your subconscious mind, but it's not who you truly are. You have other voices. So I was going through that at a later point in my life and discarding all these things that I th thought I was supposed to do. Now, I did do some experimentations early on, but still, I had to go back and just basically, okay, I need to get rid of this and start doing this again and start learning and really go and bring out the curiosity. Because you may think that you're too old to do that, but that's BS. You can do it at any age. I don't care how old you are. I remember several years back, and I talked to this guy after watching him on the news, who went back to school and ended up getting his PhD in physics because he was always interested in that. He had been in the healthcare industry, but he never really pursued that. So he finally pursued it and graduated his PhD in physics at the age of 89. And then he worked as a research physicist after that. So he started a whole new profession at 89 years old. And you're never, ever, ever too old to rediscover what you had as a child. A famous folk artist here in the United States, and she got to be known worldwide. She passed away in 1961, and her name was known as Grandma Moses. So Grandma Moses, as a painter, and that's what people knew her as. And she, when she was young, she loved painting. All like she would do all these kind of things. She would learn and looking at magazines and everything like that. And because life caught up with her, she became a mother and she had to raise her children. And it wasn't until she was 76 years old, she rediscovered her passion for painting. So she got these panels and she started painting her painting on these large panels on at her farm. And some guys saw this guy. He sought out artists, and somebody told him about it. And he went and saw her art. And then at the age of 78, she started becoming a professional artist. And she got known worldwide for up until 101 years old when she passed away. She was known, her artwork was in greeting cards, in calendars, and postage stamps here in the United States. She got to meet kings and queens and presidents and all these kind of things. She had a ticker tape parade in New York City, and she it didn't matter that she didn't do it when she was younger. She would discover that what she did as a child, as an older lady, and she kept that up for a quarter century of living her dream at the end of her life. Again, you're never too old. And that's what with me, I'm never too old to continue this, to be curious, to go in and experiment if necessary, to discover what I love to do.
Wow. You're never too old.
Never too old.
You're never too old. And looking at creativity as a catalyst for resilience, because I'm sure that was activated at a point. And yes, I'm experiencing burnout, I'm experiencing confusions, I have a mind shift about things. How well do I bounce back? And for her bouncing back helped her to discover her painting. And at that point, what happened to her? She started doing it. And it brought a whole lot in her. She died at 101 or 10.
101 years old, she passed away, but she lived her why, her purpose, which she was meant when she was younger. That's one of the five capabilities, is knowing, number one, knowing who you are, but knowing your why. What is my purpose here on this earth? And when you can discover that, my why, that's going to drive you. You look at people that live to older ages, but they tend to have that sense of purpose, their why. And people that are the most creative out there, they know why they're there, and they're living that, and they're just going out there and doing, just like you discovered your why, your reason for being. And that's going to like help you to propel not only like what you're doing and helping others, but your longevity is going to increase too. I remember another story, also here in Los Angeles, and there was this gentleman, and by the way, it doesn't matter the job. You could do any job, but if that's your why, if that's your reason, that's important. So he worked for the Los Angeles Metro, and he came here as a young boy, a teenager, to Los Angeles area, and he started getting the jobs with what was before the Los Angeles Metro, and he started doing whatever, I mean, doing janitorial work, everything like that. But he loved being involved in that, and so he lived his whole life doing that, and he only took one day off work, one day. Because he loved what he was doing. One day of work, and that was when his wife passed away. It's the only time he took off, his whole time. No vacation, because what he did, he enjoyed doing. And his name was Arthur. So Arthur, he had a forced retirement at 100 years old, because he was not able. So 100 was like max. But because what he did was his purpose, his why. When we lose our purpose and our why, our body will shut down. So less than 3 weeks after he was forced into retirement, he passed away. Yeah. He probably could have kept going for a lot longer, many more years after that. But because he had no reason for living anymore, that was his life, because he enjoyed it. And they did name one of the areas after him, in the city of Los Angeles. So yeah, I've seen many people who identify and with their job, like Arthur did. But if you can have something that more than just ID, but more like, this is my purpose in life, and so once you have that, like you have your purpose, your why, you're gonna like just really continue that. I think every leader should discover that, have their why, know who they are, and there's some other parts that I'm gonna be talking about as well. So any insights you wanna?
I like what you just said now about getting your purpose, knowing your purpose. And when you know it, it keeps you alive. You know, every part of you, every your blood, the water in you, the cells, the veins, everything will come alive. And if this all these things are alive, you're able to function well. You know, sometimes you ask some people, how are you? They'll tell you, I'm alive and well. It's one thing to be alive, it's another thing for you to be well. And I guess that's what most CEOs, business owners, leaders in whatever field they may find themselves, I guess that's what they are missing. They claim to be alive, but most of them are not well because They've not discovered purpose.
Correct,
And
correct.
if they've not discovered purpose, it will make them shut down so fast. You talked about Otto just now, and Otto had to shut down because he was taken from what made him stay alive. And so for me, I think I love that. It's given me a better view about life. I think I need to discover more purpose for
Yeah,
me.
I think if people really understand, and it could be any like even the most what people consider the most menial job. I remember I was talking to this guy, into a building I went into, and he was working as a janitor and cleaning and everything like that, and I got in a conversation with him. I wanted to find out like how he got into it and everything. Now, he never had anybody ask him because I'm a curious person, so I would ask him in terms of like, and I said, wow, that's pretty amazing. So what you're doing in terms of cleaning this area, you're number one, you're helping this business as you're cleaning, and you're helping the business to sparkle, number one. You're providing, in a sense, a health care. So you're cleaning up. So that's part of that whole thing. So you're helping people. So people will come in, they'll see a clean place. They're happier and all this kind of stuff. So you're involved in creating happiness around people. And I started adding in all these other things. All of a sudden, he went from something that he had to do, this is my job, to something that was like, I'm really making a difference. I changed, like, so he started thinking, I now have a purpose with this job. It's more than just what he thought it was before. So I think it's important for us to even look into what we're doing. We can find a purpose in that, or we can go and seek out that, like my friend Barry did, finding that this is what I'm supposed to be doing and not this. So there's different areas. Even a CEO, if they rediscover why they got into the position that they got into. Because I know a lot of CEOs, they start off and they want to get into like innovating and creating and so forth, but then they get into the mundane, and all of a sudden they start getting burned out. Now they're on autopilot. Okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but they lose that part. They stop even learning to be curious anymore. They stop learning to learn and so forth. And by the third part of the capabilities, and I said it early on, is learning, continue learning. And when you learn, you develop cognitive flexibility. So cognitive flexibility is important for creativity. You know, we start out with creativity and divergent thinking. You probably learn that about divergent thinking, and that stops. Divergent is important. You're learning from all these different things, exploring out. Then you can converge in with what you learn, and a lot of leaders stop that. And I think having all those different things going and start being the learning part and exploring outside, even outside your own field. I know that. So in my background in marketing, one of the things I work with a lot of businesses on, and typically in a business industry, so the industry will learn only for what they learn. So they go to conferences and they're all sharing the same kind of stuff. The problem with that is that you get locked into this box instead of outside. And I tell a lot of business leaders, I said, you need to like go to this industry. Don't just read the industry magazines. Go outside and learn something out like different. So if you're in manufacturing automobiles, maybe you can go learn from the garment industry or some arts industry. You think about like Henry Ford. So back then, when cars were built, built one car at a time. They were very expensive. They were all hand-built cars. And it wasn't until he looked outside another industry, which was a grocery industry, and you look how the groceries were being packed along an assembly line. And so they all, and then eventually they're completed. So he started to emulate the grocery industry because he had to go outside. And so when we can start learning from other areas instead of being stuck, that's going to help. That's going to unleash that creative mindset and excitement again and lessen burnout. And so, yeah, so I think like that learning and divergent thinking and so forth is very important to help CEOs.
So I there's something you said that got a grip on me, and that is, as a leader, as a CEO, you start from self-awareness. Then you move to what is my purpose. Then you move to learn. You just have to continue to learn. And the key thing behind all that is when you are in a place that is not conducive for you, that is not convenient for you, I think it's time to make a shift, move, and go out there. You said another thing, go out there, learn something different. And I remember my dad of blessed memory once said something to me. He says that when you learn something new, it keeps you alive. When you go to a different field that's not the field you're working on, or that's not your field. When you go to another field, it births something new, newness in you. It births newness in you. And that is key, because a lot of times, why do we experience burnout? Most people wonder. And the why is that a lot of time we get stuck to what we feel we know, but we actually don't know. So I think that's awesome. I love that. I'm taking a grip of that.
I think when you mentioned about that, and it got me thinking that most people, especially as we get older and we go to our jobs or whatever like that, it's just like the same old, same old, same old. Have you like experienced like time going by faster as you've gotten older? The reason we experience time, so we look at a child, now there's different things. So you take a 5-year-old, and for a 5-year-old, 1 year is a long time. It's 1/20, I mean 1/5 of their life. But if they're 50 years old, it's like a huge difference in terms of 1 year. But here's the thing. Perception, it's all based on perception. And part of the biggest thing is a child, everything is new. We're learning new things and everything like that. As an adult, we tend to, everything is the same day in, day out. So we can stop that with what you just said. Learning new things all the time, going outside your field, you start becoming like a child again. And all of a sudden, time does not go by fast. It expands out. So you can go like 1 year will feel a lot longer instead of short, but it'd be a positive thing. You're learning new things, you're exploring. And I think if that's something we need to continue instead of the same old thing, day in and day out, vacationing at the same place, and so forth. No, you need to go out and do new things. Especially if you're CEO, because if you start looking at the mundane, you're going to get burned out so fast, like super fast. So go out and explore and do new things. Also, I'm going to add another part, and that's your fitness. Remember I told you about my friend Barry and me too? I got so unfit. I was most unfit because it was like the same mundane thing, and same thing with Barry. So I think fitness is a very important part. So you can go out and explore, even like taking a hike or outdoor activities, things like that, and learn doing something new, but also getting fit while you're doing it, because that's going to help in terms of our thinking abilities, our creative abilities, and our overall health. Start walking around like a kid. And by the way, I do that all the time now. I go out and you see me crawling on all fours like an animal, like you see kids doing. So I'll do that. I'll be in a store and I'll see a kid running around, and I go out and I start running around with that kid and hopping and all this kind of stuff. And so where the parents try to stop, and I said, and I'll go up to him and said, "Well, can your kid play with me? I'll go and play with him in the store. I'm an older guy, I don't really care." So yeah, I'll start doing those kind of things. And so I'm getting fit, and I'm getting my childlike mind again too, seeing it from that perspective. And then I get all the other adults wishing that they could do the same thing.
True, true. Wow, the
So
psychology
I'm going
of
to tell you
kids.
to do that too. Play
Yeah,
like a kid.
I do it a lot. I play with my kids. There are so many things we do together. Yesterday, at night, my second daughter, or my first daughter, my second born, she laid down on the bed. She was sleeping. So I said, "Why would you be sleeping?" And all of a sudden, myself and her siblings, my son and my daughter, we tickled her out of the sleep. And she said, "Oh, mommy." The next thing this morning, she walked up to me and said, "Mommy, have you noticed that I've been cleaning?" And I was like, "Yes, please go ahead and clean. It's okay, you know." So I love that place. Sometimes we play games. We run around the house, and it has helped me to keep fit. You know, a lot of people will say, you don't look your age." And I'm like, "Oh, really? So how old am I?" You know, I'm 47. By February, I'm going to be 48. But a lot of people don't believe I am. And they're like, "No, that's not true." You know, but this has helped me to keep fit. In my children's school, when I get to the school, you see the children run to me. They come to me and they're like, "Oh, mommy, mommy, mommy." There was a day I had to say, "No, don't call me mommy. I'm a babe. I'm a babe." You know? Why? Because I was feeling so young. I feel so young among when I'm with them, and that's it. I give it a name for myself. I said, "This is the psychology of play. It brings a lot of things out of you. It
Correct.
brings so many things out of you." And I love doing that. And I'm so happy that you're saying this again to all our listeners. There's no crime in playing. I did a write-up on LinkedIn some months ago, and it's about playing. You don't have to be so fit. It's about a father. I watched a video about a father. He got toy guns, and his family was not in the living room with him. So he positioned the toy guns on a table. So he beckoned on them, and when they came in, he just started, playing with the gun and shooting at them and all that. So all of a sudden, the mom noticed it, and she just dragged the two kids and threw the other guns to them. And immediately they got it, they started, all of them came together, and they were able to bring down the father. And from there, I was like, "When last did you play as a business owner, as a CEO?" The imagination just came. And I was like, "Oh, really? This is a good one, and I'm going to do this, you know?" And so at that point, what happened? It brought out something new in me. And so because of that, I remember when they were quite younger, my children, when they were quite younger, I crawl on the floor and I'm like, "I'm going to eat you up, you know?" Doing all that really made them, we are so close, so close. And, having them experience this has helped me to feel younger. and to feel alive and well, even if I have something bothering my mind. And I just remember, one of the act we have done together. It just brings this smile, and I forget whatever the worry is. And I believe that's what we should all do as fathers, mothers, brothers, business owners, whoever you may be. Just
Correct.
feel free. Just feel free. Enjoy life. It is just, it's all about just enjoying life. What were we created for? We're created for pleasure, to be happy. But how many people are creative about that?
Correct. I remember I was going to talk to these CEOs, and it was in a boardroom.
Okay.
And so I remember going in, and I had this red clown nose, right? And so I walked in, I put on a red clown nose, and I started talking, doing that kind of stuff, and just acting like a clown. And people would say, "Why do you have that on?" I said, "Oh, this thing. I have a habit of bumping into walls in my nose. I hit my nose, so this kind of stops it." And everybody laughed. So I would do like crazy things like that, and having fun. I think we take things like too. We have to act too serious. You can still be serious about something, and have fun doing it, and I think that helps in terms of our mindset and everything like that. And CEOs out there, they need to like start embracing that again. I think having that kind of stuff, like acting like a kid, your creativity is going to soar. Your leadership's going to soar because people are not going to be more attracted to you as a leader. You're going to increase like charisma. There's no charisma like a young child. No
Yes,
charisma like a young child.
true.
And so we can embrace that in terms of ourselves. That's important. It's not about like having to be perfect and acting this way. No, throw that out the
No.
window. Stop that perfection, and just get out there and learn to make your mistakes and get creative sometimes doing it. And I do it all the time. I don't really care. Like I said, I'm that adult that will go in the store and playing with kids and so forth. And I do a lot of stuff. I do parkour. If you know what parkour is, you see YouTube videos of these kids going over obstacles and everything like that, off of jumping stuff. So I've been doing that for over 20 years, and it's fun, and so I get to do a lot of different things. So I'm always exploring like new kinds of what can I do with fitness. So I know like I do my pull-ups, but I decided, I'm gonna like I got these. I just got these gymnastics rings that I'm going to attach up and start playing on those rings like that. So I have the straps, but I have these rings right here that I'm going to be
Okay.
attaching up
Oh, okay.
and
Yeah.
playing with these rings. And just like with me, with anything else, I'll get out sometimes. And I remember years ago I was in a local market here, and I same market. Sometimes I'll play with the kids, but this time it was like around this time of year, and I was in a frozen food section. And I started like singing, like for everybody, and singing and dancing and all this kind of stuff, and in the same market, I remember I was talking to this one girl and asking her, about her profession, everything like that, and or what she really loves doing. It turns out she was a dancer, but she let it go. She was in her 20s and she let it go because she thought that wasn't what she's supposed to be doing. I said, "Just show me some of your dance." And she says, "Here in a store?" I said, "Yeah, I'll dance with you." All of a sudden I started dancing, and she started dancing, everything like that. And she was a really, really good dancer. And I said, "You should be doing
Wow.
that. That's who you are, and that's also your why." And so I would not let it go at all. And so I think Whether you're a CEO, a leader in another area, whether running a corporation or a nonprofit organization, you're in a governmental organization, or a parent, parents as leaders, you need to like stop being so acting serious, but be serious about unleashing who you really are. Your children, as a parent, will see that, and they will enjoy you more. They'll look up to you more because now you're expressing that, and they're going to do that as they become adults. Your employees and organization will see you much better as a CEO, as a leader, when you can unleash those kind of things. You're going to connect with them, and it's going to spread. We're not just like, what I do is only what I do. What you do will affect everybody around you. We are
Everybody
connected
around
as a
you.
system. You have a ripple effect through everywhere. And yeah, so yeah, that's very, very important.
And you know, at the end of the day, it takes me to this point of people would forget where if you give them anything, but what they won't forget is how you make them feel. So at the point of play, there's a feeling you're releasing into everyone around you. The ripple effect they're experiencing from what you are doing. For example, when you asked the girl you met, the lady you met at the market, and she said, "Here," I'm sure she's like, "Oh, a lot of people are looking at me." But you know the funny thing about life, I learned something a few years ago that when you start saying, "Oh, people are looking at me," and you're like, I realize that people are actually not looking at you.
Correct. Yeah, and when you're out there dancing as an adult, a lot of people may think, "Oh, that person's crazy," but I want to do what they're doing. I want to do what that person is doing, but I'm too scared because I'm afraid what people might think about me. And so most of those people around, so when I do something, and you're absolutely right, they're thinking about themselves. They're not even thinking about me. They're thinking about
Absolutely.
themselves. And so it's important for us to express and get those people out there and stop, like I said earlier, stop trying to be so perfect and maintaining a certain, like, this is what I have to look. I have to be like this kind of thing and serious. When I'm walking around, I'm going to be serious. Well, no. No. Get out there and just express yourself. Yeah, do what you are meant to do. Go after your own purpose, your why, and know who you are. Discover that part of you again. You
Yeah.
let it go and continue learning this thing called life and your whole life. You'll never stop. And I remember this lady last year. She graduated with her master's from Stanford University. I believe it was in literature. And she graduated 105 years old. 105. We're never too old to learn. We're never too old to learn.
Never
And
too old.
never too old to find that childlike self. And if you want to get out there and dance, because if that's part of who you are, do it. I'm not saying you have to do like what I do, like in the middle of the store and just find a song you want to sing. Still, people love those kind of moments and everything like that, even if they don't want to do it. But eventually, you never know, they may come out and join you in terms of that. But you're the catalyst. You're the catalyst.
Great. Awesome. Wow. It's been a wonderful conversation. And
Likewise.
it's been wonderful because I feel like jumping up from where I am right now. I feel like jumping, just to tell myself, come, you're still a kid. Don't stay there. You're not old. cool. You're perfect the way you are. You're just good. And the
Correct.
funny thing is, a lot of times for me, I used to have that. Most times I always want to be perfect with everything. I remember at a point when I was in school, I remember some of my friends actually gave me a name, prim and proper, in everything. She's always accurate and all that. But I noticed I wasn't happy. I wanted to be like them, make the mistakes I need to make, because sometimes I realize one thing about myself. My mistakes actually get me faster to the top. They don't leave me, they don't leave me and say, "Oh, you've made this mistake, you're bad, you're this." No. They actually helped me to realize that, oh, you made that mistake. But wait, what can you learn from that? And the next thing,
Correct.
like stepping stones for me. And it's been awesome. So, Dr. Bob, what final words would you want to give to our listeners? Because I know that a lot of them would pick a lot from here. What are your final words? What final words do you want to give to them to help them understand, hey, get up from that chair and jump up. Raise your hand, throw your hand sideways, bring it forward, and enjoy life. So go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, I think as leaders, it's important to go inwards, discover that inner self. You mentioned the inner child. And when you can embrace that, all the aspects of that childlike self, the curiosity, the health and fitness that that child has, and so forth. You're going to build the resilience you need, and you're going to express your creativity to take you further than you've ever been taken before, and continue that through your whole life.
For every listeners out there, I want you to know something. And that one thing is what Dr. Bob has said. You have to go back to being that child. You have to enjoy yourself as that child, because that's the best thing you can do for yourself. I'm really feeling like hopping up and down where I'm seated right now.
Let's have a dance party.
Okay, let's go there. That's awesome. Yeah, you see what you just said, Justin. I remember there was a day I was feeling so down and something happened. I heard a song. I was just hearing the song in my head and I just started moving. And while I was moving and I was, trying to throw my fist and do so many things, I started laughing. What was bothering me? I didn't understand. I didn't know. But at that point, I noticed that while I started laughing, I was feeling relief. I was feeling, I was just feeling as though something, that stress was just draining out of me. And I believe this is what we should all do for ourselves. Dr. Bob, you're looking so good. You're looking so good. You're looking healthy, and you speak so well. And it didn't just start in a day. It started from somewhere. You have lots of stories. You have told us different stories. Why? Because you became that child you were meant to be. And wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a 74-year-old child, so.
Did you all hear that? He's 74. He doesn't look it. You don't look it at
Thank
all.
you.
You don't look it. This
I don't act
is
it either, right?
wonderful. This is awesome. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you
Thank you.
so
Thank you
much,
as well.
Dr. Ball. This
Yeah.
conversation is making butterflies in me, and I'm super happy. Dr. Bob is he's just dancing here, and I think I need to join him.
Let's get it going.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much,
You're
Dr.
welcome.
Bob. This is awesome.
And thank you as well. Thank you as well.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So if our listeners, if they want to, get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so I mean, you can find me on Instagram at Bob Choate, but you can go to like my website, bobchoate.com, and I'm currently working on several apps. So I have and by the way, these apps I created that will engage, like there's one on philosophy called the Philosopher's Stone AI, and then there's a lot of aspects within that that will help people to from different areas of fitness to thinking deeper and everything like that. I have a habit app that I'm creating, and then there's another one for business owners that will be able to understand how to implement AI into the organizations instead of trying to find specific tools. This will engage into understanding what would be the best AI tools for how can I implement it? So these are three different apps that I'm working on. And again, I study, like I said, I'm learning. I learn how to code. I learn how to do all these other kind of things, and also understanding AI and using it in a positive way. Not all this kind of like people creating all this slop and all this kind of stuff, and people get addicted to this AI video stuff. No, this is tools that I want people to be able to use to make their lives better.
Yeah, wow. My listeners out there, I wanted to throw a challenge at you. Dr. Bob is 74 and he's still inventing things. He's still doing things. What are you waiting for? What are
Thank
you
you.
waiting for? Dr. Bob, thank you so much. And I hope
Thank you.
when all your programs come out, when you launch, you'll help us know. You'll let us know
I will.
so that we
I
can
will.
hop into it because we actually need that. You talked about AI is another world on its own,
Correct.
and it's something that is bringing fear into the minds of a lot of people. Oh, AI is going to take my job from me. Hello. AI is not going to take your job from you. As long as you take your time to do a good study, know how to use it, and you will
Correct.
make it work for you.
And if I can
That's
learn
just
it at my
it.
age, if I can learn and
Yeah.
how to implement it right way, anybody can do it. And so,
Anybody?
yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
much. I really love this conversation. Oh God. I can't come out of this, and I don't want to come out of this feeling I'm having right now. Thank you so much. And to our listeners out there, once again, this is Voice of Haven, where leaders breathe again. Now I'm breathing again. I'm so happy Dr. Bob made me breathe again. So please just join in and breathe again. You can be a child. Know your why. Know your purpose. What is your purpose here? Be self-aware. Just make sure you know why you're here. Be self-aware. Then always learn new things. Then start playing. That's why I'm doing it the way I'm doing it and saying it the way I'm saying it. Play. It's time to play. Just play. Bring it out. Bring it on. Don't stop anywhere. This is Voice of Haven. Thank you so much for joining in. And hopefully we meet same time next week. Bye
Take
for
care. Thank
now.
you. Bye now.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good evening.
And you too. You too. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.